This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Good morning, good morning. This is Brian Baldinger. This is the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL. You can find this daily podcast on your Odyssey app, wherever you download that. Like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. Like it. Let's spread the new good news. Every day I come with some musings of what I see right here on the third floor at NFL Films in my film room. And it's where mostly where I come from, but I'll be going to Super Bowl here soon and going to Los Angeles and doing stuff for the Senior Bowl. But I think there is news that's worthy that isn't really related to the game right now. And that's some of the coaching hires and decisions that have just been made in the last 24 hours. Let's start by Seattle going with Mike McDonald as their new head coach. I think it's a great hire. I know Dan Quinn was in play. A lot of people were in play in Seattle trying to replace the great Pete Carroll. But I'm a fan of Mike McDonald's. I knew Mike when he was the linebacker coach in Baltimore, working for Wink McDonald. Wink Martindale. And he left there to go be the defense coordinator for John Harbaugh's brother, Jim Harbaugh, in Michigan. And all he did was help Michigan get to the Final Four and a playoff berth. And then when Wink parted ways with the Baltimore Ravens, John brought Mike back to Baltimore. And all he did in Baltimore this year was have the number one defense, lead the league in sacks, lead the league in takeaways. It's a pretty strong resume for a guy who's now the youngest head coach in the NFL at age 36. But he's worked with both Harbaughs, championship programs at both the college and the pro level. And I think he's ready. And I think Seattle has an abundance of talent, a lot of young talent that they have been drafting. Devin Witherspoon could easily be the defensive rookie of the year. Whether he gets it or not, I don't know. But he was a great selection to go with Quandre Diggs. And, you know, some of the players at Taekwon, some of the players that they have there, Boye Mafe. I think he's going to fit in real well. We'll see what he does with his coaching staff. Who's going to call plays and the offensive system. But, you know, they've got a good offensive line. They've got good running backs. They've got young running backs, Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet. They've got a great receiving core, DK. Just across the board, Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean, it's three good tight ends. I mean, the place is built to win. I think it's a good hire. I really do. I think he can put his defensive scheme in place very quickly. And talking to guys that understand it, know it, and matchup zone concepts and perceived pressure concepts that he has, I think it's pretty easy to teach and easy to understand. And you can play fast, and they can absorb the system very quickly. And the system really is that even when you got to replace great players, like they had to in Baltimore this year when Marcus Williams got hurt and Marlon Humphrey got hurt. Like, even when they had to do those kind of things, they were able to adapt to the next guy up. And then if you look at a guy like Kyle Hamilton and just the emergence into a superstar right in front of us, Kyle Hamilton's a great talent, but I don't know if he was playing in another system, if he would be what he is right now. And so I think he could take great players and put them in great places like Kyle. I think he could teach a great system. I think Seattle defensively has to improve. I think you're going to get an improved defense, and I think you're going to get a good young leader that's learned from both John and Jim Harbaugh and Wink Martindale. I mean, just experienced veteran coaches. I think he's absorbed a lot, and I think he's going to be able to take that to the field. I think it was a good hire by Seattle. Conversely, Ben Johnson decided to turn the job down in Washington. Whether he was going to get the job or not, there was going to be a formal interview. And he stopped the interview from happening and said he wanted to go back and stay at Detroit. And I understand it. His wife likes it there. That's a big consideration for any coach. He loves Dan Campbell. He loves what they're building. He loves the young talent in Detroit, whether it's Amon-Ra St. Brown or Jameson Williams or Jahmyr Gibbs. He likes the culture. He likes the system. He thinks there's unfinished business. And maybe he's gambling on himself. Maybe if Detroit comes back even better next year, if he does that, maybe he gets even a better offer. That being said, these jobs don't come around very often. The star that and the shining star that he is right now, not to say that it's going to be like that. This is a year-to-year league. You know, players get hurt. Promising seasons deteriorate. Injuries, who knows? Egos, all these things can happen, can take down a team. Happened to Philadelphia this past year. So there's no guarantee, but I think he's okay. I don't think he's going to have any regrets. And maybe, who knows, maybe he's not a head coach. Maybe he's just a great coordinator, you know. And so for whatever reason, he turned the job down. Washington now can turn their attention to other people, like perhaps Anthony Weaver in Baltimore, who's been a great player, went to Notre Dame, played in the league a long time, played for Baltimore, coached in Houston, been around, been a coordinator, been a position coach. Maybe Anthony Weaver is the guy. I'm not predicting that. I'm just suggesting that that could be a guy that Washington could turn to very quickly. I know this. I know Joshua Harris from living in Philadelphia, what he does to organizations. There's no resource that is beyond the control of Joshua Harris, the owner, writing a check, whether it's a new stadium, a new practice facility, money for free agency, how you travel, upgrades, like all that stuff is now in play with Joshua Harris. So a coach that goes there, you're going to have unlimited resources to build a winner. And so the coach that does get that job, it's going to be a good job. You got the number two pick in the draft. You've got extra picks from trading Montez Sweat and Chase Young. Like, you can turn this thing around, I believe. If the quarterback, if they choose a quarterback, and if the quarterback is on par with what we just saw from C.J. Stroud, and I don't know if any of these guys are or not. I mean, we won't know until they play. But if you get a quarterback of that type of ability, just like it got turned around at Houston very quickly, it could get turned around in Washington very quickly. And then finally, there was a hire in Green Bay. Green Bay fired Joe Barry. I don't know if it was this week or if it was last week. The defense coordinator in Green Bay. And I thought Joe actually did a good job. I thought they played well, real well at times. Look, San Francisco had a final drive to knock them out, okay? 62 yards, you know, to knock them out of the playoffs. But I thought he did a good job integrating a lot of players, especially with the injuries they had in the secondary. But that being said, they went out and hired Jeff Hafley. So Jeff Hafley is a guy that has coached in the NFL. Jeff coached. He's a secondary coach. Coached the secondary at Boston College. But Jeff is now going to be the defense coordinator, but he's coached the secondary in Pittsburgh, in Cleveland, in Tampa. He's got an NFL resume of 7 or 8 years being in the league. Now, he also coached at Ohio State, head coach of Boston College. But honestly, I'm only mentioning this hire as the defensive coordinator because I think he's going to be a good coach. And I think, you know, if you've coached the secondary in the NFL, you kind of understand game planning, how to take away an opponent's strength, how you match coverages with fronts, and like you know a great deal. I think it's a good hire. But I think this is just the beginning. I think we're going to see a lot of college coaches exiting the college ranks, coming to the NFL. Obviously, Jim Harbaugh is Jim Harbaugh. But I think you're going to see more, not just head coaches, but coordinators, leaving college and coming to the NFL. Because I think it's just the wild, wild west in college football. I think coaches can handle the NIL and the money that's coming in for players. I think they can handle that. What they can't handle is the whole portal thing, where players, like I just did the Hula Bowl a couple weeks ago, and I'm getting ready for the Senior Bowl. You start reading the resumes of these kids now. You know, it used to be, okay, they went to two schools, maybe three. Maybe they started at a Division I school. Things didn't work out. Went to junior college, came back, finished in a school. You're seeing kids now at 3 and 4 schools everywhere, and sometimes more. Because let's just say you recruit a high-priced quarterback to come to you, and you spend a year and a half of resources recruiting a top-flight quarterback to come to your school. And then he gets there, and you say, well, okay, well, this is the competition. And the guy turns around and walks out and says, you know, I'm going to a place I can play. I'm just using that as a loose example. But kids don't compete anymore. They when they get beat out, they leave. Like, that's not what makes football fun and what makes it great for a college coach. What makes it fun is when you get beat out, you go compete and you go and prove yourself and beat that guy out or supplant him when there's an injury and go find a way to get on the field and play. That's the essence of competition. Like, kids, like it used to be obviously this is a long time ago, but, you know, my brother was recruited by Joe Paterno at Penn State, and he was going to redshirt my brother at Penn State. And my brother was like, I want to play. And he went to Wake Forest where he played as a freshman. And it was the right decision for my brother, Richard. He played 12 years in the NFL. But my brother, Gary, went to Wake Forest, followed my brother at Wake Forest. And he was a big time recruit out of New York, you know, 6'3", 215 coming out of school, and he could run all day and was, was a great athlete. But he didn't start his freshman year at Wake Forest, but he ended up being, you know, lost out in the final vote for defensive player of the year in the Atlantic Coast Conference to Michael Dean Perry. Not a bad guy to lose out to, but my point is he competed and he never stopped competing, and he ended up playing 7 years in the NFL. So that's what's driving Jeff Hafley. And I think you're going to see this exodus. Like, Nick Saban leaves Alabama. They get a good coach coming in there. That program's already splintering. That, like, within hours after Nick retired, players already leaving that program. They never would have left under Nick. They would have stayed, competed, and gotten better and whole thing. And I don't think it's a bad thing that these college coaches are coming. Some of them have NFL experiences. I remember when Matt Rhule, you know, left Temple or left Baylor to go to Temple and Baylor to come to the Carolina Panthers. He coached with the New York Giants on the offensive line. Like, he had NFL experience. I think you're going to see guys leaving college now at head coach and coordinating level going, I can't even build a program anymore. And forget about, you know, Jeff's at Boston College, it's a private school, not a big school. They don't have the money that Ohio State, Georgia, Florida State, some of these schools have. Texas, he can't compete with those schools. And then if you can't compete, one thing you could do is recruit 2- and 3-star athletes and just develop them the way Matt Rhule had at Baylor and at Temple, and turn those 2- and 3-star athletes into Hassan Reddick and Deion Dawkins and P.J. Walker and guys that went on to the NFL careers. You know, I don't even know if you could keep those kids in school anymore and develop them. And that's how they were able to compete and beat out top flight schools. Baylor could beat Oklahoma because of Matt's program of keeping kids in the system for 3 and 4 years. By the time they were seniors, they were ready to take down five-star athletes at Oklahoma. So I think this is a trend that we just saw yesterday or the day before. New defense coordinator in Green Bay. And I think Jeff's a good coach. He's got a good track record, but this is just the beginning. I think when we start looking to fill coordinator roles, position coaches, I think you could see guys leaving college and going to the NFL right now because of the landscape of college football. So that's been the best football show. I'm not getting very far away from the Super Bowl. I'll be here to talk about the wide zone of San Francisco, what's at stake and how Kansas City is going to stop it, and vice versa. There'll be more football conversations and deeper conversations about the game, Super Bowl 58, February 11th in Las Vegas. I'll be there on Sunday, and I'll be joining you from Las Vegas throughout the week next week. So thanks for joining me. Look forward to talking to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.